Hi, my name is Nancy Pearson. I'm Vice President of Tivoli Marketing, and I'm going to chat with you today about service-oriented architectures, and we'll primarily be focusing on the management and security aspects of service-oriented architectures and the critical components and aspects of thinking about those two attributes in the context of introducing service-oriented architectures into customer environments or into your business. So if you think about a life cycle of a service-oriented architecture application, you need to focus on four main aspects, which we refer to as the SOA life cycle. The first one being model the processes and the web services. The second one is to assemble multiple relevant web services into a higher level web service paradigm that meets a business goal and specific objectives. The third one being the deployment of these SOA applications. And last but not least is once you deploy these applications, how you manage and secure them. In this podcast, we're going to talk about and focus on IBM's IT service management portfolio and how that portfolio can help you manage and secure SOA applications and the infrastructure that it runs on. So this is really key to successful implementations of SOA-based applications. And for customers to fully realize the value of an SOA architecture, you really need to think about the management and the security capabilities early on and upfront. So let me explain more about that. Management of SOA applications is important because what we're trying to accomplish there is really meeting the performance metrics that you define for each of your web services. These web services, of course, are designed to meet specific business needs and business objectives. So thinking about the management of these applications as an afterthought really does create some challenges. And what we want to talk about is how you can start to think about management and security up front as you're building them so that you have much more success in realizing the full value of these applications, and also as you implement and try to integrate these new applications with existing applications, you can get the benefit of that integration. So why is the management of these complex application environments so important? I'll start with an example. British Telecom commissioned a study from Coleman Parks Research, and they found that the top 2,000 businesses in Europe waste over 3 million working hours every year attempting to correct poor application performance. We know that when you consider performance metrics right up front, when you build the applications, actually in the model phase, you can then test the performance metric before you deploy and then monitor it before and fix it, both before and after you deploy the application. So this prevents a lot of errors that would need to be fixed later on in the IT management process. And many customers do not do this today, and especially as it relates to new service-oriented architecture applications. So this is, you know, an important aspect of really building a level of quality and manageability into these new applications. This is where IBM Tivoli's Composite Application Management for SOA, we call it ITCAM, comes in and can really help. In short, ITCAM for SOA provides you the ability to build performance measurement and capability into your SOA applications. It also allows you to visualize and manage web services in a single enterprise console, and also lets you set performance monitoring thresholds as needed by your business. So ITCAM for SOA, along with the capability through a visualization dashboard, we call it the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, this combination can allow you to centrally manage, you know, availability and performance of your web services for both mainframe and distributed platforms. And this is something unique. This is something that other products can't do. So that was our focus on the management aspect of the service-oriented architecture lifecycle. And now I want to move to another very important aspect. And similar to management, when we focus on security, it's very important that you talk about and think about security as part of the definition of the service. So let me explain more about that. Some questions you need to ask right up front. How will the service be used? Who will use the service? What privileges and access rights will each user have? How do you handle IDs and access for your suppliers and business partners? All of this is critical in really understanding and designing for security. So why is security so important? Security is critical in adopting service-oriented architecture because this architecture, when linked with existing applications in a customer environment, changes the behavior of the existing applications and potentially can create new security issues not originally anticipated. So that we don't want to happen. We don't want to leave the door open for any security issues. It's a heavy focus from customers today and, of course, a marketplace focus as well. So IBM Tivoli's Access Manager for e-business allows you to build security into your applications from day one. It allows you to build secure web services. And with IBM Tivoli's Federated Identity Manager, helps you to then federate identities across suppliers, business partners, and really establish trust credentials throughout the ecosystem. These security capabilities also help in improving your compliance posture, which is heavy on CIOs and CEO minds today. So in closing, you should plan ahead a little bit, and as you start building your service-oriented architecture-based business applications, think about building manageability and security in right from the start. Ask those critical questions, and then that will prevent you from having to react later on to issues and complications that that would cause for your successful deployment of your applications. So I hope you were able to learn something important about manageability and security as it relates to service-oriented architectures. Again, what's important here is managing these applications and services, managing identity and compliance, being able to monitor business metrics, and doing it in a way that enables you to get the greatest value from your deploying service-oriented architecture. So I thank you for your time and really appreciate your focus on service-oriented architectures.